Stay tuned after the feature for two special announcements from Pendant Audio.
Superman, the Last Son of Krypton. Issue 13. Guests.
I can't remember the last time I had a building fall on me. Wonder if I could hazard pay for this.
Steel!
Supergirl, is that you? It's dark. I can't see very well. My suit's malfunctioning.
Don't move. You might hurt yourself. I'm not feeling well.
Supergirl! Supergirl! Superman was fighting the Bizarros, and then there was this sort of... I don't know, it looked like some sort of energy explosion, and...
Explosion?
Yeah, and the Bizarros were thrown through the air all over the place, and...
We need to stop them.
Whoa, lay back down. You're not going anywhere. We've got to get some help.
The Bizarros... Superman...
Who can we call? The two of you are in no shape to go after them.
Diana...
I think he passed out. Got to get him back to the steelworks.
So who's Diana?
I think he means Wonder Woman.
Well, hey, I know how to contact her. We've got the number for her embassy in New York back at the Daily Planet. We need to interview her sometime.
Jimmy,
and...
there's no telling where the Bizarros are or what's happened to Superman. You've got to get back there and call her now.
I'll get there as fast as I can. Come on, where's the number for the embassy? I know it's in here somewhere. There! Ah, oh, come on, hurry up, answer the phone already. Come on!
Themis Garrett Embassy. Jonathan speaking. How can I help you?
This is James Olson from the Daily Planet in Metropolis. I need to speak with the ambassador, please.
The ambassador is very busy, as you might imagine. I can take a message...
No! I mean, no. This is urgent. It's about Superman. He's... Look, the city was under siege by an army of Bizarro clones, and he's collapsed. Supergirl and Steel are hurt, and...
Please hold.
No, don't put me on hold! Ah, this is an emergency!
The ambassador is on her way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a nice day, sir.
Okay, if I connect the power coupling to the Steelworks transducer, I have no idea what I'm doing. All the powers I've got, why couldn't I have super memory or something? Oh, sure, I can breathe cold enough to freeze objects solid and shoot lasers from my eyes, but remember details from a boring lecture John Henry gave 8 months ago? Psh, as if. Ooh, a greebly click. Is that good? It is good. I am so awesome.
Hello, Kara.
Wonder Woman. Is that... Superman?
Yes. I received Mr. Olson's call and came as quickly as I could. I passed over Clark while flying here. It wasn't difficult to find him. He was at the epicenter of the destruction.
He looks so... frail. Let me help.
You don't look much better than he does.
Yeah! Batman?
Considering the threat level of the Bizarros, I thought it best to call him in as well. We'll need all the help we can get.
I didn't even hear him come in.
You weren't supposed to. Diana, put Clark on diagnostic bed 3.
Very well.
Lie down and get some rest, Kara. We can handle this. Take bed 2.
I don't need to...
Go.
Yes, sir. Steele's on bed 1.
I can see that.
I was just trying to help. I mean, you don't have to be so...
He's in bad shape.
Well, a building fell on him. It tends to do that to people.
His suit's life support system kept him alive. But it's going to be a while before he can even walk again. But he'll live. Who started recharging his suit?
I did. I mean, I tried. I didn't exactly know what I was doing, and...
That probably saved his life.
I am awesome! I knew it.
Don't let it go to your head.
What about Cal? Can you find out what happened to him?
Diana, you wound me. I helped John Henry design the steelworks. Of course I can. His vitals are incredibly weak. This is as close to death as I've ever seen him.
Jimmy Olsen, when he found us, he said he saw some sort of energy explosion when Clark was fighting the Bizarros. He said it sent the Bizarros flying across the city.
You think he was attacked? Missiles? A bomb, maybe?
No. The damage in the crater I found him in was not consistent with any sort of known explosive device.
And no known explosives can hurt him anyway.
Correct. I think Cal did this himself.
We may be onto something. His cells appear to be nearly devoid of solar energy. It's as if they've been drained.
So he just unleashed all of his stored up energy at once?
That seems likely. Kryptonian cells work like batteries. They can be recharged with yellow sunlight, but they can also be emptied.
But I didn't know he could do that.
It appears Cal had a power we weren't aware of.
I'm Kryptonian too. I wonder if I could...
By all rights, Clark should be dead. The last thing you should be doing is thinking about trying it sometime. Understood?
Yeah. It just might have helped. So what now?
Now we get you and Clark under yellow sunlight generators until the sun comes up.
And then we find the Bizarros.
Lois! Where am you, Lois? Me in the mood for love, simply because you not near me.
So this is a Bizarro then. Charming. Shall we?
No, wait. There's another one. I'm going after him.
Can you handle it alone?
I'll be fine.
It am funny when you near me. Me am in the mood for love. Lois!
Cal is going to owe me for this.
What do you think you're doing?
Me am hungry! Want candy? Me share with you, Mr. Bat! No worry!
I have my own treat.
Ooh, what that? It pretty!
Have a closer look.
It am green and glowing! Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
Ow! Mr. Bat, please not to hit me with green glowy anymore. Me am friend. We am world's finest. Ow! You stop!
Miss me.
Be old Mr. Bat.
Lois. Lois? Lois, where am you at?
This is not the way we do things in civilized society.
Oh no, not me. To think me did all that, and made me say, not in a shy way, me am did it my way.
You're no Sinatra.
Course not. Me am Superman. Duh.
I advise you to stand down.
But me am standing up. If up am up and down am down, how...
I see you can't be reasoned with.
If me am standing, then me am up. But if me am down, me am not standing. So if me am standing down, hello.
You took him out with one punch.
And? How did you defeat yours?
I brought the kryptonite ring with me, but he still seemed weaker than I thought he'd be.
How so?
Supergirl said it took her, Superman, Steel, and the Kryptonian energy beam just to defeat one of them before. They must be weakening.
They are.
Clark, you should be in bed.
I'm fine.
I disagree.
Cal, you really should rest.
There's no time! There's too many of them! I'll take care of these two. I used the Steelworks computers to calculate the most likely trajectories of the rest of the Bizarros. It looks like some may have landed near Gotham and New York.
You just like making more work for us, don't you?
This is going against my better judgment. But if you're not listening to reason, I'm not gonna force it. If there's a Bizarro in Gotham City, I need to get back there immediately.
Thank you for your help, Bruce.
Think nothing of it.
I can fly you.
No need. I brought my own ride.
It must be nice to have your own jet.
They're not bad. But it's not like they can turn invisible or anything.
Did he just crack a joke? At my expense?
Hell must be freezing over.
Clark, Diana, it's been... well, it's been...
Gee, such a cheery fellow.
If there's a Bizarro in New York, I should return there.
Thank you for your help, Diana.
Of course. Get some rest as soon as you can, Cal.
Well, time to start cleaning up the mess.
Mr. Luthor thinks he can just cast me aside, does he? Just like he did to Miss Mercy? Well, I think not. Oh, no, I think not. There will be no ancient Greek god of war coming to take me away, Mr. Luthor, I assure you. Oh, yes, I know of your deal with Ares, and that, well, you see, that shall be your downfall.
Featuring the voice talents of Ryan H. Nelson as Superman and Jimmy Olsen, Michael Lunar McCaskill as Steel, Dragonblood as Supergirl, Seth Adam Schur as Batman, Darian Lindell as Wonder Woman, Carl Glassmeyer as Jonathan, Tom Stitzer as Bizarro No. 1, and Neil Bailey as Bizarro No. 2 and Dr. Anderson. Written and directed by Jeffrey Bruce. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2006 Pendant Productions. Superman created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Copyright 2006 DC Comics.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. To visit the home of Superman on the internet, visit SupermanHomepage.com. Thanks for listening.
And now, two exclusive previews of upcoming Pendant Productions.
His friend and ally. Our work's not over, Jim.
Yours may not be, mine is.
His mentor and butler.
The only person I can imagine teaching would be you, Miss Kyle.
How can you know that?
Miss Kyle, I am Batman's butler. I know everything.
His crime-fighting partner and heir to the legacy.
So, you and Selina, huh?
Get some rest, Tim. His love.
I guess you're leaving. I'm sorry to have to do this.
His crusade. Tell Serena. This is my city. And she's not welcome. A new chapter in the Dark Knight's life begins in Batman, the Ace of Detectives, on February 8th, 2006. Only at BatmanYTB.com.
A new production from Pendant Audio. The Amazon Princess takes the stage.
And now that we're clear of the exhibit...
with new friends at her side. What would people think of seeing a Minotaur in Central Park? An old enemy plotting against her.
This wouldn't have anything to do with going after Diana now, would it?
And a familiar villain begins her sentence.
I think that the God of War could do better.
Issue 1 of Wonder Woman, Champion of Themyscira, premieres February 15th, 2006. Only... WonderWomanYTB.com.